In the Bible reading a minute ago, we heard about Jesus sitting on the steps. You want to find it for me, Emin? Do you think you can? Maybe look at the table of contents. Good job. Jesus was sitting in the temple. They're all glued on him now. And as he sat, the people were putting money in the offering boxes. We have an offering plate back there. Look at that. He went right to it. Check you out. Save the day you did there, Emin. So we'll put a marker this time. And a woman came and put in two small coins. We talk a lot about the temple and that kind of stuff. Do we know what it looks like? Have you ever seen a picture of it? You ever wonder where Jesus sat and where she sat? I brought a picture of the temple. Great big place made out of great big stones up on a hill in the middle of town. Look at that thing. Great big wall here, another wall here, and another wall here. You look at these things here, there's stables here where animals stayed. Down here were places where the priests, when they were on duty, well, they had to sleep at night, so they would stay there. Clear up here, there's a courtyard here where people would gather and they would pray and they would worship. And then in here, there are smaller courts. Courtyard is kind of like a patio where you go and you hang out. And in here, there's a place right in here, a little bitty one, and it's called the court of the women. Moms weren't allowed to go all the way up into this place, but they had a place all to their own where they could worship. And over here in the corner of that is where, so let's see, there's some steps. You see this building? Kind of looks like a church right in the middle. You see that church? There's some steps in front of that. And on those steps, that's where Jesus sat. Let's see, where are those steps? Right there, right where my finger is. You can see some little bitty steps in that picture. Jesus sat on that top step, and over here in the corner, that's where all the people were lined up putting their money in the money boxes. So now we got kind of a picture of where they were and what they were doing. Is that kind of neat? And I can have this picture out if you guys want to look at it after church. So, the temple was big and beautiful, just like we just looked at. Many people came there to worship God. Inside the temple were some big money boxes. They were open at the top, so people could put money into them. Money was used for the temple, and it was all used for the worship of God. Well, that's a pretty good thing, huh? Don't they look all happy? What about this person? Does she look happy?
Yeah.
She does. Look at her. Do you see her? How much money is in her hand? Two little bitty things. One day, Jesus sat down across from the money boxes up on those steps like we talked about. He saw many rich people put in lots of money. Then one poor woman walked up to the boxes. She put in two small coins. Jesus looked at his friends. "This poor woman has put in more than the rich people did," he said. That's interesting. And then he went on to say, here's why. They still have people, let's see here, I goofed up. Here's why. The rich people still have much money left. But this woman only had two coins. She did not have any more money. The rich people only gave part of what they had. And she gave all that she had. Two little bitty coins. Look at all that money in that money box. Why did Jesus say that those two little coins were more? Emma? Because it's all she had. So, who takes care of her if she doesn't have it? Oh, right there, Knuckles. God takes care of her. Good job. She knew God would take care of her, whether she had those two pennies or not. She knew God would take care of her. Does God take care of us? Where do you suppose she went when she went home? Do you suppose Jesus stayed there and forgot all about her? Do you think he went with her? But he stayed there and he talked. Where does Jesus live? He lives in our hearts. Right, Arlo, right there. You're nailing it today. Good job, you guys. He lives in our hearts. So he lived in her heart too, and she knew that. And she knew that he wouldn't leave her alone. Is that a pretty cool deal? Good job. Should we pray to him and thank him for that? Lord, we thank you so much that these guys are here, these kids are here. We thank you that you died on a cross to save them from their sins. Lord, we thank you that they know that, and especially that you know them and that you have done these things. Lord, as they grow bigger and taller, help us as a church to help mom and dad and grandma and grandpa to help them to grow bigger and the taller in the faith as well. Lord, we pray these things in Jesus' name.